If we look around, we do see signs of solidarity are keeping pace with the spread of the virus. It started with singing from open windows in Italy. Now, cheers for essential workers are heard around the world, from Madrid to Canada to New York. The latest trend, howling, is echoing through neighborhoods across the country. Montana PBS Brianna McCabe lets us listen in on what has become a nightly ritual in Missoula.
That gives you chills.
Healthcare worker Sean Paul is in the middle of a two-week quarantine after returning from an out-of-state work trip.
It's not uncommon to hear howling in this dog-loving neighborhood, so the first night Sean heard it, he was about to dismiss it. But something about the way it sounded drew him outside.
I poked my head out, and there's one of our neighbors was out there leading the charge.
By the next night, more neighbors heard about the 8 o'clock howl through social media or sidewalk messages, saying the gesture shows support for healthcare workers and first responders. And neighbors like the Lewis family started to add to the chorus.
It feels cool, because you just feel a bunch of noise and it's like all around you. And dogs have been howling, so that's funny too.
Carrie Lewis works in the intensive care unit at the local hospital. She's one of three nurses on her block.
I've heard that it's to support healthcare workers, and I'd like to think that that encompasses everyone. I mean, nurses and physicians, of course, on the front lines, ER on the front line, ICU doing some tough stuff, but housekeeping, security, laundry, scary now. I hope people know that it's everyone that they're helping for.
We've been doing it off our back porch, but yeah, last night was the first time we came to our front porch and we could see all our neighbors howling.
Who knew being isolated could bring us all a little closer?
It's more and more every night.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Brianna McCabe in Missoula, Montana.
I'm getting a lot of urging to do this, not doing it.